good morning. And when I call your name, would you stand? Bautista Somani. Matthew Carano. Benjamin Wigglesworth Ryan. Samia Tumba. Matthias Lubach. And Samuel Kieran Tierney. Let's fold our hands the way we practiced. Now turn around and face the people. Children, do you know where you came from? Mom, you're correct. Can you point to Mom? Are you sure? How do you know? Because you look like Mom. Maybe you look a little bit like Dad. But you know where you came from, right? Turn around and be seated. So at one point, you were inside your mom's stomach. And you were very close to her, weren't you? How close were you to your mom when you were inside of her? This close? This close? Tell me when to stop. Closer? You tell me, how close? Like that? She could touch you. And you didn't know it, but you could touch her. Inside of her, you were this close. That's how close you are to your mom. And you know where you came from because you just pointed to them. Now, if you look a lot like your mom or your dad in your family of origin, and if we take seriously that Jesus became like a child in his mother's stomach 2,000 years ago, then what did Jesus look like? He looked like more or less his mother. How close was Jesus to his mother? This close? Tell me when to stop. Tell me how close, Samia. She could touch him. See the Blessed Virgin? Jesus was inside of her. And then at Christmas, he was born. Did he grow up like you? Did he obey his mom? Did he obey his foster father, Joseph? Did he learn from his parents how to grow up? So Jesus was close to his mother, as you are very close to your mothers. And how appropriate that we celebrate this day in honor of our mothers and honor not only all of our mothers and grandmothers and those who show maternal care, but to honor in a very special way the greatest of all mothers, the greatest mother or woman the universe will ever know, the Immaculate Conception, Mary, who made possible our salvation through a real man, her son, a boy that grew up and then ended up being, at age 33, the perfect act of sacrifice to atone for sin, for all sins for all religions, for all peoples, past, present, future, living, dead. Wow. His mother made this possible. If Jesus is real, he's only real because she is real. And if she's not real, then this is all a big joke. But it's no joke, is it? It's real. Christianity keeps it real, right? Keeping it real in Christianity. Now, when you fold your hands, as we practiced before, right? Why do we fold our hands that way? Yeah. Because it's like the cross. It's a connection. And we're pointing them down, to the side, to ourselves, to heaven, to God. That's how close we want to be to God. So how close can we be to God today? How close? If you wanted to be close to someone like your mother, would it be this close? Tell me when to stop. Tell me when to stop. Keep going. Keep going. Stop? No? Tell me. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. More? Tell me when. Oh, like that? That's the hands of God and your hands connecting. That's how close God wants to be to you. Now, how's that going to happen? If you were close to your mom and you were body of her body and blood of her blood, if Jesus was body and blood of Mary, then how close would God want to be to you? Body and blood. This Catholic faith is very intelligent. It makes sense now. It all comes together. God wants to be so close to you that he actually wants to be inside of you. That's even closer to you than this, right? It's inside of you, in your soul. God wants to be so close that he will give you his body and blood, just the way, by analogy, your mom gave each one of you her body and blood. And just as Jesus received his body and blood from her. Wow. That's how close God wants to be. So how's that going to happen? It's going to happen today for you for the first time. Your first holy what? Communion. A communion. A union. A unity. A community. Think of all the words. You want to be in union with God, in communion with God, connecting with God, so close that he will be inside of you, body and blood. That's how close God, through Jesus, wants to be with you. Can you be any closer than that? That's the closest you can be to God today. And how's that going to happen? Through what we call the Mass. So in a moment, what I'll do as a priest is echo the words that Jesus said at the Last Supper, the night before he died, when he took the bread and said what? This is my body. Then he took a cup of wine and he said, this is my blood. And then he said, this body and blood is for you. Take it, eat it, drink it, so that I can be one with you and you with me. So we're not making this up, dear children. This is what Jesus said 2,000 years ago. Can Jesus lie? Can Jesus play around with words? Can Jesus deceive us? Can he tell a falsehood? No. It's one thing that God cannot do is ever lie, play around. No, he means what he says, and he says what he means. And he's going to do that today for you, for the first time. Do you believe that? So when you come up, each one of you in a moment, and say, amen, what does amen mean in Hebrew? I believe. When you say amen, Hebrew, it means I believe. Now, who said those words 2,000 years ago as a little boy? Jesus. And where did he learn those words? From his mother and father. Amen. We will say that together today, amen, many times, but in a very special way, when I present to you the body of Christ, you'll say now nice and loudly, amen, which means, I believe. You believe in what? And in this moment, you believe that that bread is not just a piece of bread, but the body of Christ, correct? Do you see the body of Christ, or do you know it by faith? Yeah, because it doesn't look like a body, it looks like a piece of bread. Oh, it looks like a piece of bread, but what is it? The body of Christ. See? A lot of things in life, dear children, you cannot see with the naked eye, but you know it. You can't see love, can you? Where's love? Is it hiding over there? Is it over there? Is it up there? Can you buy it at Amazon? Does it come at Chick-fil-A? Where is it? You know it when you experience it. Real love, real L-O-V-E, not L-U-V, L-O-V-E, real love. How about truth? You ever see truth? Is it hiding over there under the tree? But you know it. So a lot of things in life you can't see, you can't hear, you can't touch, you can't taste, but you know they're real. Like love and beauty and truth and a lot of things. Okay, if that's true, then when you look at that piece of bread, it doesn't look like the body of Christ, but you know it is because he said so. And again, Jesus doesn't play around. This is my body, this is my blood for you. Why? Because he wants to be close to you. How close? How close? Keep going. Fold your hands. Now I'm one with him. Body to body, blood to blood. And when you receive a gift like that, as you receive the gift of life from your mothers and fathers, what do you want to say to Jesus after he gives you his body and blood? What would you say to anyone who gives you life? Thank you. Your hearts are filled with gratitude. And that's what the word Eucharist means. It's a Greek word. Eucharistia means thanksgiving. So the Mass is the great act of Eucharist, thanksgiving. Jesus gives thanks to God the Father, and we give thanks to God the Father through Jesus in giving us his life, just as we all say thank you to our mothers who gave us life this day. Do you all understand what I've just told you? There'll be a quiz on this afterwards, okay? Are you ready to do that? In a moment? Okay. Let us stand now then.